Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Let's rock, let's roll here on a Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today, the day after the big-time loss in Kansas City last night. We woke up this morning with the Washington Commanders having a record of 3-5 and currently on the outside looking in when it comes to the NFC playoff race. We'll get to it all over the course of 2 hours and 45 minutes, a little abbreviated show here this afternoon. Wizards basketball on tap tonight. And if it wasn't the day after the game, we would definitely sprinkle in some Wizards conversation because what a opening weekend for the fellas. As they picked up a big-time win Friday night in Dallas, and then they came home on Sunday and laid an egg in the second half against the Hornets. But plenty of positives to take away from the DC family. We may get into that before we wrap up the show, but we will give you a full-scale recap and breakdown of Chiefs and Commanders from last night on Monday Night Football. It was a really entertaining watch for about three quarters, and then Kansas City ran away with this one. They win by a final score of 28-7. I don't even know where I want to start with this. I guess I'll start by introducing our super producer, Anthony Haney. What's going on, brother man?
What's up, sir? How you doing?
I'm good. I know this has become commonplace for us, common practice for us. We had some very passionate conversation as we were getting ready for the show. Where I stand after last night is kind of what we alluded to all last week. I'm going to sound like a straight loser when I say it, but yesterday didn't matter. In the grand scheme of things, yesterday did not matter for Washington because to me it was always about getting to the bye at 5-5 one way or another, and I would much rather you pick up wins within the conference than not. So your next two, starting 6 days from now or 5 days from now, Sunday Night Football at home against the Seahawks, gotta have it. We'll see who they get back. I know there's reports out there about Jaden Daniels and when he's going to be available and whether or not his status for Sunday night is in doubt. We'll get you that information as we roll throughout the program as well. But I want to start here with my thoughts from last night. I said it all week long. This was a pride game for Washington. This was a game where you really show what type of culture that you've been able to establish and develop within that building. Backs are against the wall. You're backed into a corner. Everyone's talking about you. The noise is as loud as it's ever been. were you going to sit on your hands, or were you going to come out swinging like a madman? I thought last night Washington came out swinging like a madman. Now, obviously, right, with football, this is why it's a beautiful sport. There are six or seven plays within a game that define the game. And I think last night, in those gotta-have-it moments, Washington made critical errors and critical mistakes, both on offense and on defense. But I go back to my thought process about this team from the outset. When we talk about the 2025 Washington Commanders, when we were speaking about this group in the summer and their ability to replicate last year's success, that was all predicated on this offense leading the way. We knew the defense wasn't going to be worth a damn. That's why I get frustrated. Now, obviously, we didn't think it was going to be this bad. I think we figured they'd be what? Top 15, top 17, top 18. They're bottom five in a lot of major categories defensively. We didn't expect the defense to be this bad, so I'll give you that. But on the same token, we looked at this as a top five offense in the sport. You add Laremy Tunsil, you add Deebo Samuel, you get Jaden here in year number two, you have Bill Kroski Merritt. The offense was always supposed to lead the way for this football team. And what happened yesterday, in my opinion, for the second time in 3 weeks, this offense let you down. Point blank. And I know what the numbers say defensively. You gave up 432 yards of offense. You gave up 6.4 yards of play. In terms of your rush defense, you gave up 5 yards a pop. You gave up explosive runs of 15, 11, 13. All that's true. But I think this offense and their inability to execute in critical moments has been the story of this season. And I know what the numbers are going to say. They're still top 10 in scoring. They're still top 5 in rushing, despite not being able to run it worth a damn over the last 3 weeks. But you look at the time of possession. You look at how often they're running 5 or fewer plays on a drive. And it's just not good enough. And Cliff Kingsbury, he's not – Cliff is honest. Maybe honest to a fault. When you hear Cliff Kingsbury every Thursday when we play it for you, the last couple Thursdays, what has Cliff said? We're not executing. We're turning the football over. We're lucky to be 500. That's the last 2 weeks he said that. And I think last night, once again, you saw this offense, while they were able to move the football, they aren't able to sustain drives. They aren't finishing drives with points. And I think they're also, and I'm jumping around here in the opening salvo, there's a conversation to be had about whether or not Washington was too aggressive for going for it on fourth down in that first half. Now, I know the situation at kicker with Matthew Wright, but man, you turned down points several different times in the first half.
Those points would not have won the game, Linnell. It simply wouldn't have. And in a game like that, where we're going on the road playing against this offensive juggernaut, you got to go out there and get touchdowns, not field goals. We talked about that. So the fact that we were in fourth and manageable several times, I like the aggressive nature of Dan Quinn and what we did yesterday. We just did not execute. And I think that's more so like the point that you are making. We got to be able to execute in big moments, and we didn't do that.
Haven't done it for the better part of 8 weeks. There are moments throughout this season where they have not executed on third down, where they have not executed in the red zone. Now, the red zone offense has actually been tremendous, so let me actually walk that back. But you understand what I'm saying here. All of the issues that I think that Washington is having offensively, a lot of y'all are going to say, well, why don't you get under center and run the football more? Yes, I can agree with that. You're right. But they're also just simply not executing. And all parties involved can be blamed for this, right? You can blame the tight ends, the offensive line, the quarterbacks, the wide receivers. It's so ironic, Ant, because Ant got me prepared in a way that I haven't been prepared as a host. So now we got the rundown on one sheet of paper so I can easily scroll down and go back to what I said last week. What did I open up Friday with or Thursday with, Ant? Our best players cannot shoot us in the foot. And it happened. Debo, I love you as much as anybody does. But the fact of the matter is, that drop that leads to an interception simply can't happen. It can't. We don't have that margin for error. Marcus Mariota, I thought statistically, right? Look at the final numbers, 21 to 30, 213, 7 yards of completion. He played okay. He played pretty good. There were some big-time misses, though, from Marcus Mariota.
Some big-time drops, too.
Sure. But it all lends itself back to what I said a moment ago. All parties involved are responsible for the shortcomings of this offense. It's not just a Cliff thing. It's not just an offensive line thing. Football is I keep going back to like why it's art, man. Where else do you need all 11 guys on one page to go, you know, reach and meet a common goal? Football is special, man. You can have 10 guys doing the right thing, one guy doesn't do his job, and your play is blown up. There are too many times with Washington, offensively and defensively for that matter, where there's one guy blowing up the entire play, screwing up the entire play from an execution standpoint. But I don't want to be doom and gloom here because I am damn proud of the effort they put forth last night. And I'm not somebody that's going to talk about moral victories or anything like that. But the effort that they put forth last night defensively should be applauded. 110%. It is not the defense's fault that the offense, for the second time in 3 weeks, left them out to dry. Your opening drive, you're moving the football. One play ends it all. What happens if you're up 7? And you know this because you played team sports, bro. We take away the mental psyche part of the game. Not scoring any points. Kansas City doesn't feel threatened. Their play calling, when you're down 7-0 as an offensive coordinator, I don't care how early it is in the game. Your thought process is different when you're calling plays. We did not apply the pressure that we needed to offensively. I thought the defense held up their end of the bargain in that first half. And I know what everyone's going to say. What was the numbers in the second half for Pat?
17 for 19 for 210 yards.
In the second half alone.
Several touchdowns.
Second half starts and opens up with a 8-play, 80-yard touchdown drive. It's tough. That's on the defense. But think about the style of football that we know this offense is, or this defense is playing. You're playing bend but don't break. Everyone understands that. They're playing a style of ball where they're conceding everything in between the 20s. That style, and they're trying to hold you to field goals over touchdowns, right? That style doesn't work defensively when after you give up the 8-play, 80-yard touchdown drive, it's 5 and out. 5 plays, 25 yards, you're punting again. The defense isn't getting a chance to rest. We keep talking about the pass rush going silent. They're tired. They're tired. They're tired. They're sucking wind. It's hard. They're grown-ass men. I get it. But right now, I think the biggest problem is we're not seeing complementary football between the offense and the defense. There are times when the defense, to your point, is letting them down. But I think there are also times where the offense is letting them down. And I am looking and grading the offense on a different curve. I expect that group to lead this team. We knew that all offseason. Where are all the resources poured at? On the offense. So they are held to a higher standard, in my opinion. And right now, over the better part of 3 weeks, they haven't lived up to it. The offense didn't hold up their end of the bargain and cost you the football game, quite literally, against Chicago. Last week in Dallas, key guys not executing, ending drives with penalties, drops, bad decisions from the quarterback, etc. Can't have that. The defense can make mistakes. The offense can't. That's the way this team is built. Point blank.
In a game like yesterday where you want to applaud the defensive first half performance,
mm-hmm.
Hey, look, it is something to be acknowledged, but I cannot not look at the second half and what happened. Like, this was a 7-7 game going into the second half. You can't scream, oh, they were tired the second drive in the second half. You can't do that. They just had a great first half where we also, the offense won the time of possession. So they weren't on the field more than the offense. They were resting. They were catching their breath.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to read off the drive charts for the offense in the second half.
I understand
half.
You want to read off the drive charts. Eight plays. And
five plays and a punt. Six plays and a punt. Three and out. An interception. That was the second half for the offense, Ant.
You're right.
How is the defense supposed to get stops when they can't sustain? They can't even get a first down?
Okay, so to open up the second half, you give up an eight-play drive. Okay.
Hey.
They come back on the field, five plays. Get a stop the next drive.
This is where
you want to know why? Because we gave up a conversion on fourth down. Get off the field.
I'll say this, right? And I'm not trying to make excuses for the defense.
Yes, you are.
I am.
Yes, you are.
Maybe I am.
Yes, you are.
But look.
Because, Linnell, this is my thing. Even though the defense was better yesterday,
yeah,
it's still a bad defense, bro.
We knew this coming into the season, though, and this offense has expectations. Think about all of the resources that have been poured into that side of the ball. They're not living up to their – they're not holding up their end of the bargain. They're simply not.
Will there be one game where the defense can go out there and say, we want ourselves a game? That's what we – hey, especially if you want to be a contender – defense
that's
wins
like asking,
championship.
That's like asking, look.
Defense does.
Hey, look. That's like asking a middle schooler, can you dunk? We know you can't dunk, Slim. You 5'3". 301-230-0980 is the number. We're just getting rolling here on a Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 645. We got Wizards basketball tonight here on the Team 980. We'll touch on the D.C. family before we get out of here. Jam-packed show for you all. Just me and Ant. No guests here this afternoon. Plenty of your calls, as I see you all already lining up. 301-230-0980. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. We're going to let you hear from Dan Quinn. We're going to let you hear from some guys in the locker room from yesterday. But when we come back, I do want to get into detail about the performance of this defense and what we saw from that group yesterday. We'll talk about the offense as we ease our way into the 5 o'clock hour, but Ant wants to talk about the defense. I want to talk about the defense as well, and you can talk about the defense at 301-230-0980. When we come back, what went wrong in the second half for this Commanders defense?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Just getting rolling here on this Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noel Willingham, alongside the super producer, Anthony Haney. We'll take you up to 6:45. Wizards basketball comes your way at that point. You know how we do it, though. On the day after a game, we'll get you a Super Six Pack. We'll recap our Super Six Pack from Friday, the six players that me and Anthony put under the microscope. Will also get you a fresh installment of my updated power rankings. So, Nell's Super Six Pack before we get out of here as well. We're going to talk about the offense as we ease our way into the 5 o'clock hour. But right now, I want to get to the defense because I continue to believe, and I said it last week, and I was crushed on social media for it. I mean, eviscerated for it. I actually think the defense is trending in the right direction. I actually think the defense is getting better. And I think what you saw yesterday in that first half was exactly that, right? They flew around. They played fast. They forced turnovers. And most importantly, in that first half, they were able to impact Patrick Mahomes on a consistent basis. And to me, like we said last week, there's no Tom, Dick, or Harry walking through the doors in Ashburn to come save this Commanders defense. But for them to be able to turn it around, it all starts with them getting after the opposing team's quarterback. Jacob Martin, I said it from the outset. So we were out at Honor Brewing in Fairfax yesterday, Honor Brewing Kitchen. It was an amazing, amazing time. Myself, Denton Day, saw a couple of you guys out there as well. But as we're wrapping up the pregame show, they're showing Jacob Martin leading the pregame huddle. Shorty was talking it, popping it. Loved everything about it. He is an animal, Slim. Like, he plays, he's on a one-year deal. I firmly expect him to get re-signed. He is a Commander. He plays with that reckless abandon. He plays with his hair on fire. He may not be the biggest. He may not be the fastest. He may not be the strongest. But there is an attitude. There is a style that he consistently plays with, and I think he showed that last night. He was absolutely awesome. And we asked you all last week, who needs to step up the most with the loss of Dorrance Armstrong? We mentioned Kinlaw. We mentioned Payne. We mentioned Von Miller. Von Miller played 16 damn snaps yesterday. There's a conversation to be had about whether or not they addressed the edge rusher spot properly this offseason. There is a convo to be had, but we'll get to that maybe during the bye week, where we can really air everything out. But I thought Jacob Martin was awesome last night. He got more snaps. Here is Dan Quinn asking. I want to let you hear from the head coach. He spoke about Jacob Martin earlier today and had this to say.
Probably the last two games, Howard, like, you know, when the opportunity came, I felt like he really could play and get under people. He's not the biggest defensive end, but he's got explosiveness that if he can get under a guy, he can get movement on him. And so I saw that against Dallas. I saw it against Kansas City. He's got a relentless nature about him, and so he's earned these chances and more ops to go get it. But he's always been a very consistent player. He was one of the captains for that reason of just staying consistent. But it's his pad level and his ability to get under guys with getting some speed and jumping the ball, Howard. That's what I've seen from him. And to be a good rusher, you have to beat somebody to the punch. And he's been able to show that he's been able to do that.
I'll take it a step further, man. Y'all know I was coming in here in August talking about Jacob Martin, man. I didn't know what to expect from him. We caught up with him several times during camp. We had him on the show. We had him on the show after the Falcons game, actually. But with him, man, I love his story because he put on 15 pounds this offseason to bulk up to play defensive end. He's been a stand-up 3-4 outside backer. He's played with his hand in the dirt. But what DQ said, there's this reckless abandon, this relentlessness that he plays with, and I think that's something that has to permeate throughout all three levels of the defense. And we saw it in that first half last night. There was a sense of urgency that that group played with. Jacob Martin had some flash plays. Jerzon Newton had a flash play versus the run. I know the play that sticks out to y'all is when he threw Mahomes to the ground, but the swim move that he put on the right guard was nasty. So I love seeing that, right? We saw Jordan McGee play season high in snaps yesterday. We saw Tyler Owens play season high in snaps yesterday. We kept hearing it throughout the broadcast, and I want to know what some of y'all thought about this. They said that Washington went good on good this week in practice. They said Washington dug into themselves more in practice. For as good as the defense played in the first half, I'm wondering what the hell that's been. Where have some of those decisions been at? Why are we not going good on good every week? That's the frustrating part. That's the frustrating part about where things currently stand. It bothers me a little bit, but I'm going to focus on the positives right now when it comes to this defense because we're still talking about the first half. Marshawn Lattimore, take a bow. What did I say last week? I didn't think you played that bad versus Dallas. When you're in position, and what DLC say, and Dak Prescott is putting the damn football in the front pocket of the damn T-shirt, what you supposed to do? It's hard, man. But I thought Marshawn made the play, turned his head around, and it changed the dynamic of the football game. It instilled confidence in this defense. I think from now on, when it comes to Marshawn Lattimore, he got to play bump and run. That is his best coverage. That is what he is best at this point. And the interception that he had, he was in man-to-man coverage, and he played bump and run at the line of scrimmage. He's not as fast as some of these other dudes. I don't think he's as slow as y'all make him seem, but he ain't as fast as these other dudes that he's going against. So his technique at the line of scrimmage and not letting guys get free releases. Speaking of that, all night long, Travis Kelce gets a free release. I don't know what the hell. There was actually a play where Darnell Savage gave him a nice two-hand shove, and he was taken out of the play immediately. That's what I talk about when I say detail is lacking on both sides of the football. That can't happen. But I'm trying to harp on the positives here. I thought Jordan McGee was awesome, and I told you I wanted to get you the snap count. Jordan McGee yesterday played 58 snaps. That's the most he has played all season long. We needed to add speed to this defense. I think you saw his speed flash going sideline to sideline. I thought you saw his speed flash in coverage. Tyler Owens. Now, Tyler Owens only played 25 snaps. I wish I would have saw him more. I love what I get from Tyler Owens. They came out in their base personnel with three linebackers, and they played Tyler Owens as their big nickel, so to speak. And I like him in that role more than Mikey. I like him in run support because I think he ain't going to duck it. And I also think he's faster than Mikey. He's a better athlete than Mikey Samuels still. Speaking of Samuels still, he played 49 snaps, 71% of the snaps. We'll get to him in a second in terms of how his day went, how his night went. I didn't think he played particularly well against the pass or against the run. But Tyler Owens and Jordan McGee are two guys that if you're Dan Quinn and Joe Witt and you watch them play, how are you not giving them more snaps? You have to. Here is Dan Quinn on how he thought Jordan McGee and Tyler Owens performed yesterday.
Yeah, I like the speed that they brought, John. I felt that. Not to say that the game was clean in that way. We had three explosives in the first half in terms of the passing game, but I like the speed that I felt from them. And, they've earned the right to, you know, have some more ops in there too.
Look, straight up, and I love that about DQ. They've earned it. So I expect that snap count for McGee and for Tyler Owens to only go up. They didn't do anything to me that would warrant them getting less snaps. I would like to see them be more creative with using Tyler Owens. In camp, one thing we saw with T.O., they used him a lot as a blitzer. I think that could be his niche. I think that could be how he contributes to this defense. 301-230-0980 is the number. Just went over some of the positives about the defense. Thought the D-line played well in that first half. Thought they did a good job getting their hands on the football. I thought the tackling, for the most part, was pretty good. When we come back, let's look at what went wrong with the defense in the second half. And then I'll open up the phones for you all to chime in at 301-230-0980. Did the defense do enough to win this football game yesterday? 301-230-0980 is the number. We will wrap up our conversation on the defense next. I see you lining up on the phones. We'll get to you momentarily at 301-230-0980. It is a Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside super producer Anthony Haney. We'll take you up to 645. Wizards basketball comes your way tonight. The fellas continuing their early season homestand. They're at Cap One Arena tonight, playing host to VJ Edgecombe and the Philadelphia 76ers. Going to be a treat down on 7th and F later this evening. I can't wait to watch when I get home. We're talking about this Commanders defense right now, a group that, and I'm feeling very optimistic about. I think this group is trending in the right direction. I've maintained these sentiments really since the Chicago game. I'll even take it a step further. Going back to the Chargers game, I really think this group is playing much, much better. I think they're in position. You aren't seeing guys running butterball naked down the seams and whatnot. I just still think there's a lack of execution. But to me, some of the issues of the defense are a byproduct of the offense not holding up their end of the bargain. What I want to ask you at 301-230-0980 is this. Do you think this Commander's defense is trending in the right direction? Or am I tripping? And if I'm tripping, y'all tell me. I know how I get down. I can handle it. I'm a man first. Are y'all on my side or are y'all on Ant's side? Because the show is split over this. I think, Ant, you feel like, well, I don't want to say what you, I don't want to speak for you. We'll let you answer the question first. Do you think the defense is trending in the right direction? Now, that actually changes the conversation a little bit from what we've been talking about.
That sort of kind of changes it.
Does.
But, I mean, I think yesterday they played better. But at the same token, I still think this is a bad defense in terms of, like, the run fits being a
problem. We didn't even talk
now.
About that, yeah.
In fact, we cannot, you know, stop guys from running the ball anymore. Now we're having last year's problem all over again.
Yeah.
I think the fact that we have implemented some faster guys, the Jordan McGee's, the Tyler Owens, like I think that is gonna help. But at first we had like, you know, some slow guys out there. So I think we're moving slightly in the right direction. But I'm not where you are in terms of this defense is playing like lights out.
I'm not gonna take it that far either, right? I think there's a happy medium that we gotta find. I don't think they're playing lights out. I just definitely think they're trending in the right direction. They've gotten better. They've played better each of the last 4 weeks.
They had one half yesterday.
From Atlanta to LA, they played much better, right?
Slightly. Oh, no. Oh, you're talking about the LA Chargers
yes,
game?
From Atlanta to the LA Chargers game, they played much better.
That was way better.
Even from the Chargers game to the Bears game, they played much better.
But are you saying they're playing much better because we're finally generating the football?
I don't think
that what goes into it?
I think that's a part of it, but it also is about, think about the Packers game where this defense got caught with their pants now. Dudes were running wide open.
Was Kelce not running wide open multiple times yesterday?
If there's a give and take, and you know this, they had to play a high volume of zone coverage last night because we don't got no horses. You notice when your pass rush doesn't get home, The play where Kelce busted the play, he chipped and just leaked out. Like, that's a veteran tight end making a veteran tight end play. But it's also a byproduct of our pass rush just not being good enough when we need them to be. But here's my thing when it comes to the pass rush. We playing so many damn snaps. We only got so many bodies to rotate. When Kinlaw went down last night, I almost lost it. I thought that – I'll just say this. We lose Kinlaw, the season's over.
Yeah.
Seriously. He's the only guy like him that we have. But I want to get to the phones, 301-230-0980. Do you think this defense is trending in the right direction? And if you want to add on to that, what is your confidence level that they can replicate the first half again on Sunday night against Seattle? 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go to Vince in Akakik. Who wants to chime in? What's going on, Vince?
What's up, Linnell?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. All right. To answer your initial question, is the defense trending in the right direction? No. Have they made some plays and some spots that make you want to believe? Yes. That's the byproduct of us being brainwashed fans that want to find something to live on. So we looking for gold where it's a bunch of doo-doo around. It's so many things. The run fits. Like, we stopped the run the first two games of the season. Now we can't stop the run again. I could go on and on. I want to bring back to mm-hmm. my original point where I called. We are a bad football team because we were built like a bad football team. We built this team in the offseason like the team was going to be. It doesn't matter what happens. Number five is on the field. That's how we built the football team. I don't think we put number five in enough position to operate that way. I also wasn't sure if number five was ready to be a superhero mm-hmm. and wear a Superman's cape every day. You asked at the beginning of the season, before the season started, the last preseason game, what were your expectations? I said my expectations were nothing because we had a lot to prove, even number five. We did not build this football team right. I also want to put this on AP because the football team wasn't built right and everything was going to hop on Jaden Daniels. It's every more reason why Adam Peters should have gave Terry McLaurin the same contract that he said he wasn't going to give him, that he ended up giving him anyway, where Terry didn't have to miss training camp because the offense was supposed to be what made this team go. And the offense never had a chance to go because our best player on offense outside of Jaden Daniels was not in training camp. We're a bad football team.
I think it's well put. I think it's well put. There's a lot that you said there, and I appreciate the call, Vince. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll run through these calls. Your thoughts on the defense. One, do you think the defense is trending in the right direction? And then two, how confident are you in their ability to replicate their performance that they put forth in that first half against the Chiefs last night? Your call's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Coming up top of the 5 o'clock hour, we will look at this Washington Commanders offense under the microscope and ask, did they hold up their end of the bargain on Monday Night Football against the Kansas City Chiefs? 301-230-0980 is the number. What we're chewing on right now is this. One, do you think this Commanders defense is trending in the right direction? And then two, how confident are you that they can replicate the performance they had in the first half last night against the Kansas City Chiefs? 301-230-0980 is the number. I want to get back out to the phones. Anthony wants to chime in. He's been on hold the longest. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, I'm gonna ask you to let me be uncoachable for a second so I can get all this okay, in before y'all cut me off. All right. So, no, it's not a trend. One half don't make a trend. But you were wrong about this game not counting, because nobody in their right mind should have been picking them to win. But the way they came out to start the game, if you were ever going to steal a game, this was the game to steal. I blame this on the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator. Offensive coordinator, because you can't expect to nickel and dime your way up and down the field the whole game. You got to take some shots. When we had third and manageable and fourth and manageable, you got to throw the ball past the damn sticks. You can't always rely on a short pass and hoping somebody potentially breaks their tackle and gets the first down. On the defensive side, the reason Pat Mahomes was able to do what he did in the second half is because there was no secondary pressure. Yeah, we had some sacks here and there and some rush passes. But because there was no blitz, he was able to just escape the initial pressure and do what the hell he wanted to do. I don't know why Joe Witt will not send 6 and 7 sometimes. People complain about they can't cover one-on-one. Well, damn, they can't cover in a zone either. So what difference do it make? The object is to make the quarterback throw the ball before he is ready to throw the ball if you can't get a sack. That's why he ripped us a new one in the second half. That's all I got for you.
Hey, appreciate you as always, Anthony. I think you hit it on the head. Anthony's big point is the lack of pressure being a thing for this Washington Commanders defense. You ain't going to get me to argue with you. That's what I've been hollering for most of the year. Like, I don't care what the numbers say, because statistically, right, we always keep going back to this. Statistically, Washington is in the top 10 in terms of sacks on the year. In terms of quarterback pressures, they're in the top 10. But you don't feel them on a down-in, down-out basis. There is not enough consistency with Washington's pass rush. I want to go to last night in particular with their pass rush numbers. I want to break the numbers down real quick. This is in week 8. The Buffalo Bills had the most sacks in week 8. They had 7. Washington had 3. There were 4 other teams tied with 3. There were 3 teams that had 5, 2 teams that had 4. In terms of quarterback pressures, Washington had 9. The Bucs had 20. Washington's 9 quarterback pressures technically ranked 18th in the NFL, with a team that had the fewest was Chicago. They had 3. Team that had the second fewest was Green Bay. They had 6. Bottom line is they're not impacting the quarterback enough. And this is my thing, and we were talking about this before. Joe Witt can dial up all the blitzes he wants. The guy's got to get there. Dudes aren't getting home. And sometimes it's their fault, sometimes it's not. Like last night, Juju Smith-Schuster tried to put Quan Martin in a damn sleeper hold while he was rushing the passer. That was a down in which they were supposed to send 6. 5 only end up coming because of something like that. And I feel like this happens a lot during these games. Now, I want to go to the blitz percentage here from this week. Washington, in week 8, the Atlanta Falcons blitzed at a 50. Damn. The Falcons blitzed on 50% of their snaps. Washington blitzed on 20% of their snaps. I don't know what the right formula is for Pat. Because he's going to beat you whatever which way you're going to do it if you don't get home. But him only sending the blitz on 20% of the snaps, like, if y'all want to complain about that, hey, I throw my hands up and I hear that.
Yeah, I think the formula for Pat is definitely getting home with four. Like, you can play your coverage. Like, but I think on some of the chunk plays where, you know, you had guys, like, crossing over, it's those guys getting behind, you know, the linebackers and then, like, sitting down. So it's tough because, like, if you take your eyes off Pat, then he's going to run. If you,
which he was great at.
Yeah.
I was, man, it was one play that really showed how fast he was. And I was about to get on Frankie Louvu because it looked like he wasn't running as hard. That one fourth, that was it third down?
It was a third down.
And he beats him to the sticks. Louvu got to make that damn play. But yeah. Pat is moving. When he makes his mind to take off, he's hard to stop. Taking your calls on the defense at 301-230-0980. Do you think this group is trending in the right direction? And do you have any confidence that they can replicate what they did in the first half? Jay is in Southeast, wants to chime in. What's going on, Jay?
What's up, Jay? Lonel, my bad.
Who the hell up, Jay? You all right, Slim?
My bad, brother. Look, man, I'm all right. It's a long day.
I feel you. Well, I feel you.
Too. I stayed up and watched that the MLB game, too. But
hey,
no,
man, 18 innings, brother, is crazy, Slim.
18 innings, I had to go to sleep. I took my melatonin by the third quarter in our game. So, like, yeah. I was done.
I feel
but
that.
No, listen, I called the show yesterday. I spoke to Doc for a second.
Uh-huh.
I was not inspired, and I told him, if we're not within seven leaving that game, like, stuff needs to really change. And I echo some of the things that you said, not everything, some of them, as far as the complimentary football. That's on Cliff Kingsbury. That's on the staff to keep that offense on the field. Everybody and their grandmother knew that the way to beat Mahomes is keep him off the sideline. That's one way.
Right.
The second way is to get pressure with four people. I just think the operation, Cliff Kingsbury, I was really hoping he got a head coaching job because – and I know you like him, but he doesn't seem to have an end game with his operation. It's like he's just calling plays. He's like, let me call as many plays as I can, you know what I mean, and see what sticks. And for me, I play football. I play football at a high level as well. So I don't see a end game. And then and what I mean by that really is just we're not setting up anything for the next play.
You feel like there's no, there's no continuity within the offense. You kind of feel like he's just playing Russian roulette.
Yeah.
And I pick up what you're putting down when you said, I hate to cut you off, but we're up against the clock. 301-230-0980 is the number. As we ease our way into the 5 o'clock hour, I do want to talk about this Washington Commanders offense, and Jay segues this perfectly. When we come back, I'm going to tell you, me and Anthony will go back and forth on this because I think we're in two different camps. Did the offense do enough to win the game last night? Did the offense do enough to win the game last night? Beginning a lot up on the phones with that at 301-230-0980. Because y'all know I've been on this for the better part of really 4 or 5 weeks. To me, for the second time in 3 weeks, this offense let this defense down. I'll tell you why next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.